Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
The analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're zeroing in on something pretty significant. The really firm statements coming out of the U.S. about Gaza's political future, especially after the recent ceasefire deal.
Yeah, we're looking closely at comments from U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio made on October 24th, 2025. And interestingly, he was speaking from that new civil military coordination center near Gaza.
Right. That location itself sends a message, doesn't it? More than just talk.
Exactly.
So our mission here is to kind of cut through the noise and figure out precisely what conditions Washington is laying down, you know, for stability, for reconstruction. It seems like they're really using aid as leverage.
Okay, let's dive straight into that. What's the absolute core demand? The non-negotiable from Rubio about governing Gaza, it sounds like a real red line.
Oh, it's crystal clear. The main thing Rubio stated is that Hamas cannot govern nor be implicated in any future government in Gaza, period.
And it wasn't just him saying it. No, not at all. And that's what makes it particularly weighty. This message has been hammered home by other high-profile U.S. figures visiting the area. We're talking Vice President J.D. Vance, Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner.
That specific group, Vance, Witkoff, Kushner, that feels like it signals more than just standard diplomatic talk. It suggests a pretty unified, maybe even rigid, political front back in Washington, right?
Precisely. Their presence suggests this policy has strong backing across different influential circles. Washington isn't just aiming for a temporary fix here. They're talking about a Gaza free of the control of Hamas, where people can, you know, supposedly live peacefully.
Which means reconstruction support, stability aid, all of it depends on Hamas being completely out of the picture.
Explicitly, yes. It's conditional. If that governance structure doesn't fundamentally change, the U.S. support, the aid, it just won't flow. That's the message. So that political demand immediately makes you ask, well, how is the truce itself, the ceasefire, supposed to actually work with this condition hanging over it? According to EFE, the Spanish news agency, they've been tracking the talks. The agreement has stages. The key part is the second stage, which apparently is still being debated.
And that involves?
It requires Israeli forces to pull out completely from the strip. That withdrawal is meant to create the space, the vacuum for this new political setup they want.
But Rubio himself warned it wouldn't be straightforward. He used that phrase, didn't he? Altibajos y giros inesperados. Unexpected twists and turns.
Yeah, ups and downs, unexpected turns.
Sounds like an acknowledgement that meeting these U.S. preconditions is going to be incredibly tough, maybe even volatile.
It certainly does. And that volatility is amplified because the main condition for the truce to actually hold long term, well, it's the disarmament of Hamas.
Okay. So withdrawal gets it started, but disarmament keeps it going.
Exactly. If Hamas doesn't disarm, that's considered a violation of the ceasefire. That's the tripwire for the whole deal.
And we have to remember the wider political noise, too, like former President Trump weighing in.
Right. His comments add another layer, accusing that setting up a Palestinian state would essentially be rewarding Hamas.
Although he did say he'd be willing to travel there if talks progress, still, it complicates the narrative.
It really does. It's sort of a counterpoint to the current administration's approach, you know. While the White House demands Hamas's exclusion, Trump questions the whole idea of statehood, which makes finding any acceptable future governance model even harder.
Then on the other side, you have Hamas itself, after meetings in Cairo with Egypt and other Palestinian groups.
Yes, their public stance is quite different. They insist their priority is protecting the Palestinian people and, interestingly, complying with the agreement's terms.
That contrast is stark, isn't it? The U.S. demands disarmament for peace, while Hamas frames its arms as necessary for protecting its people.
It's a fundamental clash. How do you reconcile those two positions? The U.S. says disarmament is the price of aid and stability. Hamas implies disarmament would leave the people vulnerable. They seem like directly opposing goals right now.
So pulling it all together, the sources point to a really unified, quite hardline U.S. stance. They want to reshape Gaza's government completely before stability and reconstruction aid can really happen. Political change first, then help.
Yeah, connecting the dots, the success of this whole truce seems less about the military withdrawal itself and much more about these tricky, non-linear political negotiations aimed at building a specific political structure acceptable to Washington. It feels like political engineering backed by conditional humanitarian aid.
Okay, let's leave our listeners with something to think about. Here's a final thought. If Hamas disarmament is the absolute key to keeping the truce alive from the U.S. perspective, and Hahn says its main job is protecting the Palestinian people, a role they might argue requires arms. How can those two things, disarmament and protection, possibly be reconciled in the near term? Genuinely reconciled. Something to mull over. If you found this deep dive into the sources useful, please do subscribe and share it with others. We really appreciate your support.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.